All right. So we've got the job approval indicator that's very predictive of how the election is going to turn out. Let's look at favorability. This is another key predictive indicator that election analysts look at. And what we tend to see in elections is that a candidate will get a vote share that is very much in alignment. Again, we're talking with within 1 or 2 points, very much in alignment with their favorability. So favorability tends to corroborate the predictive indicator of job approval. According to Real Clear Politics polling average, Trump's favorability right now is actually at an all-time high. He's at 44.3%. With leaners, as I understand, again, these are the people who say, I don't know. And you say, well, if you had to make a choice, if you find him favorable or unfavorable, how? I mean, if you just had to make a choice, right? The number goes up to about 46%. So if you compare Trump's favorability now to where he was, say, back in 2020, he's currently enjoying a higher favorability rating. In fact, he has the highest favorability rating of his entire political career. So back in 2020, his favorability was in the low 40s. And if that's adjusted with leaners, I think it gets about 43%. It was worse in 2016, a very low favorability, about 38-39%. Keep that in mind, because we're going to talk about how that gets rectified in a moment. So again, Trump is viewed more favorably now today than he was back either in 2020 or 2016. But the key observation that this election analyst, Gold Crown Politics, makes is that if you compare a candidate's favorability to their overall vote share that they get on election day, again, it's almost identical. That's the general pattern. We saw that with Bush. We saw that with Obama. But there's a difference. And you know it. I bet half of you know right exactly what I'm going to say. What's so interesting with Trump is what? What makes Trump different? Just like his job approval ratings, he consistently outperforms his favorability on election day. Imagine that. So back in 2020, he was at about 43% favorability, but he got 47% of the vote. Same with 2016. He consistently outperforms his favorability numbers by 4 to 7 points. And this is largely because Trump is a voter turnout machine. So that might even be the reason for the favorability discrepancy between his favorability numbers and the higher numbers he gets job approval and the higher number he gets on election day. No one turns out the vote like Trump. Trump supporters will literally crawl through glass to vote for him and vote for him alone, right? It's a Trump or bust vote. That's what Rich Barris calls it. They would vote for no one else. It's Trump or bust. So that's why Harry Enten, CNN, the polling analyst of CNN, he was making this point just a few days ago. Trump's national average. With Trump's national, you have to add another 4 or 5 percentage points to that on election day. That's what you're going to see on election day. We saw it in 2016. We saw it in 2020. He outperforms his polls by 4 to 5 points. And we have every indicator, given that he's more popular, more favorable than ever before, that that overperformance is going to be like nothing we've ever seen. Hey, gang, you've seen how much UFC fighters love President Trump and how much he loves them. They're both fighting for faith, family, and freedom. But did you know that our camaraderie goes way beyond just fighting against wokeness? We can actually get the exact same pain relief that the fighters in the UFC get precisely because a fellow patriot and good friend of this channel is the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. You know, we all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but you know, they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Clint's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It is the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. And it is the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. The other major indicator that Rich Barris and Robert Barnes in particular were talking about earlier this week with their amazing deep dive into the polls on Monday is voter registration patterns. Republicans are absolutely crushing it in terms of voter registration, particularly in Pennsylvania, where they're out registering Democrats literally 4-1. And that's just part of for the course. And by the way, God bless Scott Pressler, who's like spearheading that. He's amazing. That we got to make a statue of that guy. He is doing God's work out there. And that's just part for the course, as I'm saying, that you see in other key swing states, like in Nevada. Take a look at this. The Democrat lead in Nevada has just totally collapsed. Back in 2020, Democrat voter registration led by nearly 5%, right? 4.65% in 2020. That has dropped now to just 1.67%. They dropped from an 87,000 registered vote lead to now just 33,000. That might get wiped out by Election Day. We saw it already with the election of Joe Lombardo for governor in 2022. He won. They have now a Republican governor. The state has been gradually turning more and more red, as has neighboring Arizona. All 15 counties in Arizona, every single one of them, have been trending Republican in terms of voter identification and registration. We've seen two flips. Yuma and Navajo counties, they flipped from blue to red counties over the last few months. Maricopa County, by far the largest county in Arizona, they are now +6 Republican, up from +3.9 Republican back in 2020. And that's key because, again, he wins Maricopa, wins Arizona. And the must-win county for this key swing state is now +6 Republican. And Arizona as a whole has doubled their Republican advantage. They moved from a +2.7 Republican and advantage now to a +5.8, a near +6 Republican advantage for the state. And again, we talked about this before, but a lot of this trending towards the Republicans, and most especially Trump in both Arizona and Nevada, is because of the Latino vote. Latinos are moving overwhelmingly towards the Republicans as they begin to align their voting with their conservative values. You see, if we bring in all of these other factors and dynamics, the predictive significance of job approval, the predictive significance of favorability, the predictive significance of voter registration trends, you factor in all those dynamics, which, by the way, the media is doing everything they possibly can to distract you away from. They don't want you to see that. They're pulling their best, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of thing, you know, nothing to see here. Go back and rethink your life. They're doing everything they possibly can to distract you from all of these other election indicators and dynamics so as to demoralize you, because they know how pumped up you are for Trump. And they want you to be as dejected as they are. Or at least as they have been with the single weakest incumbent in modern politics, the incontinent in chief. But you factor in all those dynamics, and we can now see that Trump is indeed, I want you to say it, Trump is stronger today than he has ever been. I want you to say that. Trump is stronger today than he has ever been, all the while the Democrat candidate is weaker than he or she has ever been against him. Again, this time in 2020, Biden was up 8. This time in 2016, Hillary's up 7, and we're complaining that Kamala's up 0.9? We're complaining Kamala's up by 1 in the RCP average? We're complaining about that? Guys, don't fall for the psyop. Don't even listen to, tune it out. Don't give them the time of, don't give them your views. Don't give them your watch time on YouTube. Don't do it. Just ignore them. I promise you, if things do start taking a very dire turn, I'll be the first to let you know. I'm not going to lead you astray. I'll be the first to let you know, uh-oh, something's not right here. Something's happening here. Something's wrong. I'll be the first to tell you. I'm sure all the polling analysts out there will be the first. Our polling analysts will be the first to tell you. Right now, as we speak, going into this Democrat National Convention, say it with me, Trump is stronger than he has ever been, and the Democrats are weaker against him than they've ever been. Make no mistake, Trump is weathering this storm, this coordinated, fabricated blitzkrieg that does appear, unfortunately for the Democrats, to be having very little result.